Oh.
I'm an alcoholic. So I was not prepared for this. Sponsor threw me under the bus. So to qualify, my sobriety date is December 31st, 2012. I am sponsored. I sponsor others, kind of. They listen. I grew up in a pretty normal home. My parents divorced when I was like 7 or 8. Nothing unusual. I don't know. I never, like, felt out of place, like, growing up. I was always, like, hanging out with other kids and, like, going out in the neighborhood and playing. And as I got older, that kind of went away, and I don't know really what happened. So I'm, like, bouncing around Florida a lot after my parents divorced. We moved to, like, Orlando and then South Florida and ended up in Clermont, this little town outside of Orlando. Whenever I say that, nobody ever understands what it is. Because it's, like, just made the map on the news when they do weather. It's finally on there. Kind of proud of that. We bounced around a lot. I ended up at this Christian school, which, it was cool at first. I didn't have a problem with God or anything. Didn't question it. Grew up believing in God. Went to church, that whole deal. So going through grade school, it's like no big deal. I'm a straight A student for the most part. I never give the teachers any problems. And something like kind of happened, like eighth grade or something. I just snapped and I like gave up. I figured, what's the point? I feel like I thought I was gonna go to college and didn't go to college, and I started questioning everything. I don't know why, what happened. But at that point, I started questioning, like, hey, does God exist? What's going on here? I don't know. There was just a question for everything. So, get into high school, and my first drink changes every time. Like, the longer I stay sober, the more I remember, like, going back. So, I guess my first drink, I had, like, a sip of Smirnoff from my mom's, half-empty glass. She, very rarely had alcohol in the house. She never drinks, but for whatever reason, she had one that night. I took a sip. I was like, okay, I like this. And then my little brother's there, like, chugging it, and I'm like, wow, how did I end up in AA before him? That was, like, my first drink. Nothing special. Never, like, no magical moment. My first drunk, I was, like, 15, and it was, like, a Tuesday night or something. It was school the next day, and I stole this bottle of Jack Daniels. That didn't go well. I downed the whole bottle and woke up with, like, beef jerky on this side and puke on this side, and it was just a mess. It was not good, but I loved it. I loved being drunk. I didn't care if I was alone. I felt like I hate the whole, like, world off, the weight of the world off my shoulders, but that's what it was like. There was relief, finally. Because I was kind of a chubby kid, like 4 foot tall, 4 foot wide, so I wasn't really, like, popular as far as, like, the other sex was concerned. So I was finally, like, okay with myself. I knew I was going to drink again. Ended up throwing up, didn't like it, but I knew I was going to. So, going through high school, I'm, like, barely passing, barely making it. Didn't really care. Like, I would spend every weekend, like, getting drunk with friends is really how it started. We'd get a keg, and I would be the last one drinking. And I would drink, like, the keg would sit out there for 2 weeks, and I would still be drinking it if there was some left. Like, I was not picky. If it changed the way I felt, I was gonna drink it. So things started getting bad after I graduated high school. I don't know how I managed to do it. I was, like, going into school drunk. Barely, I think I passed, like, a 2.4 or something. So I get out of high school, and it was just a big party. I couldn't stop, I didn't drink every day, but when I did, there was no limits. It was like, drink until I black out. I fell out of a moving car one time because I downed a bunch of Four Locos and only remember drinking one. But that's the way it went, man. Like I said, it's either blackout or why bother drinking. So things are getting bad. My mom's like, yeah, we're going to have to ship you out of here. So I moved down to Tampa with my dad. And imagine that, drinking doesn't stop. I'm like sneaking out to the kitchen at like 12, 1 in the morning and chugging out of this, sangria bottle, this big jug of wine. And it's horrible. But it was there, you know. So I'm like going back to Claremont every weekend, and I get this job at a warehouse. Was not a good worker. I would crawl up in the pallets and like take a nap for 30 minutes. They'd be like, "Where's Kyle?" And I'm sleeping. The only reason I kept that job for as long as I did, because my dad got me it. They were like, I had the attitude of like, I don't want you guys to think I only have this job because my dad got it for me. But that was absolutely the case. I was not a good worker. Thinking about it, this should be on my amends list. I damaged this warehouse door and never got in trouble for it. They didn't drug test me or anything. So I kept getting off scot-free. But things started getting real bad. Like, I started stealing from my mom because the 26 hours a week I was working was not cutting it for my drinking. And I started getting suicidal at this point. I would always think about this oncoming semi, like, what happens if I just run into it? Because I didn't really care. Like, if I didn't wake up, it was cool with me. I had really hoped for that a lot of the times, actually. Because I didn't know what to do. I couldn't live without drinking, and I was drinking to live, man. It was miserable. My friends are like, "Hey, man, you might want to slow down." I brushed it off, whatever. So it all comes to a head, Christmas night, I'm drunk, my mom walks in, and I, spew all the stuff about wanting to kill myself, and just being miserable. So, I go to my dad's the next day, and he's like, "Look, you got two options, you can get Baker acted, or you can go to treatment." And that was really difficult, because I figured if I got Baker acted, I could be in there for 3 days, whatever, get out, drink again. But I don't know what happened, I just said, "Yes, I'll go to treatment." Because my mom didn't want me in the house. My dad didn't want me in the house. I'm kind of a pansy. I like the AC. I couldn't be homeless. That was not my deal. So, yeah, I went to treatment 30 days. After that, insurance cut out. They kicked me out. And I moved to this halfway house. And that was pretty cool. It was kind of crazy. We would, set fires and almost take out telephone wires, on a weekly basis. And somewhere along the lines, 2 months sober, I got in a relationship, the one thing they told me not to do, and for whatever reason, I'm still with her today. It's crazy to think it's been 2 years, but that's what this program's given me. If you would have told me 2 years ago, "You're not going to drink on your 21st birthday," I would have laughed at you, because that was not in the plan. I didn't know what I was going to do. Sober was not on the list, but God had other plans, is I guess really what it comes down to. I move out of this halfway house and live with two other guys, my girlfriend. One guy ends up, smoking pot. We try and get him out. There's this whole ordeal, so I live with this kid for 6 months. It was kind of rough. Prayer helped me out a lot, consistently talking to my sponsor and complaining and just being miserable until I decided to do something. But I don't know. It's just really cool, looking back now where I was and where I am today. I pay my bills and I work 40 hours a week. I couldn't function for 30 hours a week doing nothing at a job, I do construction now. It's just really cool, and I'm not sure where I'm at on time, but I think I'm starting to ramble, so I'm going to cut it off. Thank you, guys.